That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you hoist a plastic lawn chair with rope from a tree in your front yard and you use it like a tree swing, that's all I need to know about you.
Wow.
You remember that guy that used to fill, like, the huge balloons? You ever seen the story of the guy that would fill the huge balloons and he would, like, fly from, like, New Mexico to Arizona in a lawn chair?
No.
Like, I always thought that Google it. Flying lawn chair or balloon lawn chair.
Nice.
It is the most terrifying thing that I think that I could ever imagine. So the tree actually seems, you know, pretty safe compared to that.
I mean, it's one thing when you see it when you're driving down a street. You're like, look what they did. That's so silly.
Right.
It's another thing when it's your neighbor.
That's true. That's true.
I don't know.
Or you see like a toddler on it riding it joyfully.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, this is bad.
Like, it's like one of those green plastic lawn chairs. Front yard, just rope hanging from it. And I'm like, why?
Wait a minute. So this is a thing you're actually seeing?
It's my neighbor.
Oh, that's wonderful. I thought this was like some story you clicked on from Florida or something. Oh, that's great. This,
three houses down was the toilet in the front yard a few, like last month.
Right. Well, that's remodeling.
Yeah. No, it was there forever. Forever it was sitting out there. And now these people are just, it's a green plastic lawn chair in the front yard with rope hanging from it. And I don't understand why they can't just get a tire and at least make it cute.
Is this the same yard?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening.
I was
going to
say, cause maybe they're listening and they think it's cute.
You live in a fun neighborhood.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
Until you ever think?
Right, exactly. Right.
I know people are always like, "Oh, you radio people must have this fancy smancy life." Yeah, come to my neighborhood.
Right.
You like toilets in your front yard.
Ride the tree swing. We'll just have to sign this disclaimer first. Oh, I've got one for you here.
Yeah.
If you're swinging your UPS or FedEx truck into my driveway in reverse at 40 miles per hour, that's all I need to know about you. I don't know if a policy has changed. Listen. Mm. They always used to come down the street screaming like a bat out of butt. Now they're pulling into people's driveways and turning around. Are you seeing this too?
I actually have, and I think that, but they're very good drivers.
They are.
It's like they can do it really well.
Here's the thing, is the speed is a danger, all right? And I don't care if you're good or not. I mean, sooner or later you're going to miss something. But there's such a euphoric joy. We're such strange creatures that when my little package arrives, I almost forgive everything instantly. I say I'm going to complain, and then you put the package in my hand, and I'm like, have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
And I send them on their way.
Yeah, my driveway is real tight, and they fly in there.
Fly.
And I almost want to applaud them. I'm like, well done,
sir.
I
don't know, man. It's
well done.
It's weird. I never saw them turning around. Plus, on top of it, we're on a cul-de-sac. So there's a turnaround at the end of the road.
Right. No,
it's just weird, man, that they're not wasting time on that anymore.
I think they just do it for fun.
I feel like policy changed.
If you're the person that designed the on-ramps and off-ramps for the Merritt Parkway or Wilbur Cross, that's all I need to know about you. Let's just
Speaking
do 25 feet. You have to go 0 to 150 miles an hour. I almost got turned into Pace this morning because I didn't merge on fast enough.
Listen, make sure that you're running special in your vehicle.
Right.
Okay? You got to have special in your vehicle. At least 89 octane in that classic Mobile.
If I put 89 octane in my car, it would explode.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. Fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Free to live your best life. No one to sit with on a roller coaster. Happy or sad, it's time for Single Amber with Anna and Raven, Star 99.9.
Raven and I know there's a lot of challenges in the dating world, but because we're both married, a lot of times we don't really get to experience them. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Single Amber, who's on our team now here at Star 99.9, and we're very excited to have you here. But you're a millennial single, and we're wondering, like, what do you think are the biggest challenges of dating right now?
Right now, the biggest challenges of dating is just finding a nice, normal guy.
Right, because they're all wackos, right?
Yes, they're either crazy.
Don't interrupt her. You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
You've been married since you were 8.
It's true.
I've been single for about like 2 years now. So I don't know if it's just because I'm so focused on hanging out with my friends, but every guy that I meet is just crazy.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 24.
24. Like,
yes.
You're beautiful. Like,
oh,
if you can't find a guy, like, what's going to happen to the average-looking people?
It's a hookup generation now, though, Anna. All right? We can't let guys just swipe left.
How do you know
they're in there? I read it somewhere.
Right.
I've been saving that.
How do you find dates, though? How do you find guys?
Well, the past 2 dates that I've been on, I found them on Hinge. It's a dating app.
Oh, I never even heard of that before.
Yeah, it's my favorite one. So I've been on Tinder, I've been on Bumble, and I've been on Hinge. Bumble and Tinder are more like you said, the hookup, like...
Of course.
Just, you know, that's all they care about. Hinge is more personable. They have questions you have to answer, and it's, like, connected to your social media. So for me, like, my Instagram's connected to my Hinge, so, like, I'm not catfishing anyone. I know the guys aren't catfishing me. The two guys I met there were really cool. The first one talked about his ex and politics the whole time. So wow. I was like, you know.
That's sexy.
Good. Right. Yeah, good, but no thanks. The only thing that's bad is like Hinge will bring you to people who like live in Florida. But like I live in Connecticut. The last one that I went on was Long Island. So very nice, just too far right now.
Do you think like what's too far to go on a date? Like I feel like Long Island, if you live here in Fairfield County, Connecticut, is probably like too far. Girlfriend dates a guy in Long Island. They've been serious for a long time, but it's a problem. They both own homes, one here, one there, and it's like who's gonna sell their house?
Exactly.
There you need a helicopter.
You need like a radius thing on Hinge where it's like 5 mile radius from my house.
Mm. Yeah. So mine for some reason said downtown. That's all it said. So
downtown Miami.
Like, you, downtown what? So the guy who matches me thought I meant, like, downtown New York.
Right.
So he's talking to me for, like, 2 weeks. He's like, oh, yeah, like, we're, like, you know, thinking I'm from New York. I'm like, oh, no, I live in Connecticut. Oh. He's like, oh, I didn't know that.
Right. You're, like, downtown Milford.
Yeah.
Right.
Different.
Like, Ring Cameras has, like, a radius thing that you put right on you. You can, like, select the map. But all it does is show you the perverts and other people that you should be aware of in your neighborhood.
It's a little different.
Well,
not really. No, I guess not. So, like, what's the strangest thing you see on these guys' profiles? Like a turnoff. Like you see that and you're like, no.
The lies. Like you obviously know that they're lying about certain things. Like for height is like one of the things on Hinge. I'm 5'7", so I want to wear heels. So I like a taller guy. There was a guy who said he was like 6'3", and I was going through his profile and I'm like, you're not 6'3".
You're a liar.
Like you're lying about that.
How do you do that? You measure them against like ships, buses that you see in the background
that, like,
of the
you
photo?
Have to pay to put your height on there now because guys hate that. Like that whole thing with that
Bagel Boss. Yeah. So did you see the video of Bagel Boss? So Bagel Boss was actually a stunt.
Oh, no. The short guy.
The short guy.
Yeah, I'm not giving him any airtime. I saw the video.
Yeah.
Suffice to say, he was very angry and short.
Right. But I remember that this has been a problem for years for shorter guys is because they immediately kind of get pushed to the side, which is sad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But they bump up their height on their profile. That's also not fair. So you get there, you show up, they're a liar.
What if they're sitting down the whole time? Yeah. Has it ever happened? They don't get up and you just don't know?
it's funny because the first guy that I met on Hinge, he was sitting down when I walked into the bar to meet him. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, please stand up. And he stood up and he was taller than me. And I was like, okay, you're not like height catch fishing me. So right. We're good. You have to answer questions. But some of them, like, they're weird. It's like two lies or two truths and a lie. Mm-hmm. And I saw one and it was like, been in and out of jail. I got into a fight with my ex-girlfriend. My mom hates me. Mm. I'm like,
all of them like sound that? Pretty awful.
Right. Yeah. I'm not meeting you over at Fridays.
Yeah, and I don't know if you're being sarcastic, but for me, like, as a first impression, I don't know how you talk. I don't know if you're joking.
I'm not splitting appetizers with them. Yeah. No. I'm not doing it.
Right.
I'm not doing it.
All right, well, Single Amber, thank you for joining us, and will you come back and tell us more about being single in Fairfield County?
Yes, I definitely will.
I want to know about these other sample questions on Hinge.
We should go on there next week.
Who's going to go on there?
Us, and we'll just answer the questions. I ain't rich, but I always splurge on...
You got to be a baller on something.
Yeah. Start 89.9 at CNN Raven. 1-800-330-9999. What do you splurge on? Even though you don't really have the cash for it, you always do it.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's got their little weaknesses or guilty pleasures, right? You got to indulge yourself on something.
According to the study, 55% of Americans are splurging on things that could kill them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Wow. So let's go over this list. They're saying the top things that you spend your money on that you really shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Average cost a month that you spend on restaurant meals, over $200. And fast food, they're saying, can kill you.
Okay.
I don't necessarily believe that. I think everything in moderation, says the girl that really enjoys McDonald's.
I thought you were going to say everything can kill you. But I mean, right.
I mean, anything.
Right.
Really. Let's see. Drinks. Alcohol. So people spend on average $188.68 a month on alcohol. That doesn't sound...
What was the number?
$188. Doesn't that sound high?
Per person?
I mean, that's a lot of money.
That's
a lot.
That's four nights out.
Wow.
That's like $40 to $50 each time, right?
I mean you go out, you go to the city. How many drinks are you drinking every time?
It could be a $12 drink. That's four drinks. I mean, that's, yeah.
I don't know.
That's a Friday, Saturday night. Yeah, you're below the four drink minimum?
Yeah, I don't think I could... If I drink four drinks, I'm out to party, and that's not every week. So I don't know. I don't know about that.
Well, you got babies in the way.
Yeah. That's true. Takeout or delivery, average cost a month, $177.
Okay, yep. Yeah. That feels low for you.
Yeah. They're saying that most people spend a lot of money that they shouldn't be splurging on tobacco products, too.
So, sure.
Yeah. But it got me thinking.
And they go
like,
up and up.
But these are like the massive things. Gym classes or memberships, I am guilty of that. Like, I go to everything, everywhere.
Wasn't there a time that you were a member of like three different places?
Oh, I'm a member of four different places right now.
Wow.
And I still can't get rid of this extra 30 pounds of baby weight. I just keep showing up and you just keep collecting
my cash. Adding more memberships, right? Or adding more. Like, you'll be like, this is the place.
So the conversation I have with my husband, babe.
This is where I'm getting the winning answer.
I now have to go to this boot camp because those boot camps didn't work. So right. I am so guilty of that. But mm-hmm. Raven, what is a guilty thing that you splurge your money on even though you ain't rich?
I always spend way too much money on vacations.
Yeah, you know, do.
Flying first class.
It's so stupid. I was thinking about that when I was this past week.
I like to live like a player.
Yeah.
Like a player.
But
while I'm on vacation.
Right. We don't make that much money like to live like that.
That's all right. I spend it. Yeah. I spend it anyways.
I was thinking about it as I was walking through first class on my way to coach.
Right. Right. You were like, oh, Raven stays
to the back of the plane.
But I was thinking, I was like, why does he always spend money on first class? Like, it's so much money. It's one thing if you have, like, the points or you belong and you're getting them at a discount.
Right.
It's another thing if you're just dishing out that cash.
Yeah, my wife really, really, really is not good with the people that cut line on the plane. So I figure it's just easiest to be in the first three rows.
I don't know.
I just love it. You know me. I go into full baller mode as soon as I get on the plane in first class. Right. I'm like, get in the back and row, people.
Yeah, right. It's like, why does he have light white linen pants on?
I got two drinks in me before we even push back from the gate. It's fantastic. And give me that hot steam towel. I want that.
I don't know.
You know, the other place I do it is the movies, man. The movies. It's just when I go there, I'm a candy junkie.
Yeah.
I can't be told any. By the time that the intros goes on, I'm halfway deep into the nachos, and I've got my hand in the popcorn, too. And I know I've got three candy bars in my pocket.
Okay. God.
Yeah, I'm not even clear.
1-800-330-9999. I ain't rich, but I always splurge on. Fascinated by what people splurge their money on. It really says a lot about them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't rich, but I always splurge on.
1-800-330-9999.
We want to hear from you. Producer Christian, what do you splurge on even though you ain't rich?
It's one thing, and I know it's going to end up hurting me when I'm much older, but ice cream. I spend about $40 to $50 maybe every 2 weeks on ice cream.
What?
That's a lot of ice cream.
But do you go somewhere to get ice cream or do you get it
is
like,
that
at
just
the grocery
take-home
store?
Ice cream?
We get it at the grocery store, but we always go for the more expensive ones.
The high-end ice cream.
Yeah.
It's so funny you said that because I'm going over all our comments on our Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
You're not alone. A good amount of people splurge their money on, and they call it good ice cream.
Yes.
Versus, I guess there's cheap ice cream.
Quantity versus quality.
Once you have good ice cream, you cannot go back to said cheap ice cream.
Oh. I don't know about that. I mean, I've had both ice creams, and I continue to eat ice cream.
Yeah.
My wife actually showed up yesterday with it's not a half gallon anymore. It's like a couple quarts or whatever. One of those she got for free because she just went out and bought other stuff. So they were like, here, take this ice cream. And I ate it. Wasn't fantastic, but it was free ice cream.
Right.
Got to eat some good ice cream, man.
Spend
that money.
I can't afford that budget.
Well, stop going on vacation.
You got a problem.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. I ain't rich, but I always splurge on. We'll take your calls now. 1-800-330-9999. I ain't rich, but I always splurge on.
When I go away, I got to live like a king.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. You know what I splurge on, and it's embarrassing, and I went back and forth on whether I should even talk about it.
What's that?
My eyelashes.
Your eyelashes?
Yeah. Oh.
What are you doing with your eyelashes?
They're extensions. You've never noticed?
I think I've noticed a couple times when they were clearly extensions where it was like all of a sudden you showed up and you were like Nicki Minaj.
Right, I noticed.
But right, so I mean, like every day?
So when I was on maternity leave,
yep.
I was having a hard time with my new postpartum body.
Okay.
Right. So what I did to make myself feel better is I went to one of those eyelash places and I got the extensions.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Ladies, listen to me.
Now you're addicted.
Once you have them, it's so hard when they fall out and you realize how little eyelashes that you have. And it's expensive to keep them up. And I won't even tell my husband because he'll kill me. He knows how much they cost.
I thought you were getting them done because that way you were like feeling the effects. Like it's not just the thickness. Like you're like batting your eyes at people and you feel like you're getting better places with it or something.
No.
Is that happening?
No. I joke with my girlfriend that they're my skinny eyelashes because I think they make me look skinnier.
I love it.
Oh, but that's my splurge. That's what I've been spending my money on. But
oh, good.
We were talking about it because a good amount of Americans splurge on money. 55% of Americans splurge on things that could actually kill you. Fast food, alcohol, and tobacco being the top three things.
Yep.
But we wanted to know from you.
That's how we
rich.
Deal with regular life.
Yeah. Right. But I always splurge on. So I'm looking at our Facebook page. Rosa says she splurges on flowers. I think that's a waste of money. To me, that's a waste of money.
The eyebrows is a much better investment.
Eyelashes.
I'm sorry. Right. Eyelashes is a much better investment. I mean, maybe they're flowers
skinny.
In her yard, or are they like flowers that somebody else?
No, I'm sure it's not. Like when you buy like a bouquet of roses at the grocery store. Like I always tell my husband, listen, if you're gonna surprise me with something, don't bring me flowers. Bring me chocolate.
Right.
Which is why I need my
skinny
eyelashes.
Flowers die.
Right.
The chocolate helps you.
Right.
Die.
Wendy says that she splurges on Arizona green iced tea with ginseng.
Oh, it's delicious though.
Those are like
it is delicious. Yeah.
Those are so inexpensive.
I mean, you can really mix your own and save yourself a couple bucks on that. But you know, just out of the bottle, you feel like a queen. I get it.
I think a lot of women can probably relate to this, and guys too. Sherry T says she splurges on manicure pedicures.
Okay,
that's expensive. That can get expensive.
But it's
if you
a
go
solid
regularly.
Investment. It's a solid investment.
I guess
you got to go Sunday through Thursday. All right, and just get the basics. No matter what they tell you,
he's got all
just
the
get the basic. You still get the towel wrap and the green tea scrub.
How come I always end up getting sucked into
because
the spa
they
pedicure?
Suck you in.
They're very persistent. Your calluses. Right. I'm like, oh my God, you're right. Yes, charge me another $50.
And I deserve it.
Right. Dorothy says Victoria's Secret, which is definitely something that I probably agree with.
All you have to do is take me there as my wife. Just take me there and I'll buy you whatever you want.
Okay, there's a lot of other things on this list, but we want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. I ain't rich, but I always splurge on.
I splurge on facial serums.
Facial serums. That's right. That's the fountain of youth.
Yeah, actually, somebody wrote on a Facebook page. She wrote Estee Lauder face cream. She'll pay anything for it.
Yeah, I like the Kiehl's, the Midnight Recovery. It's like $120 for the bottle.
Yeah, and it's probably 1 ounce.
It's a decent size, but I'm just trying to pickle myself so I, you know.
Yeah.
Live forever.
Right, of course. Or at least look good when you're in the box at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Right. No, I'm with you. I understand. I lotion. I moisturize. I got to keep it youthful.
I think a lot of people spend a lot of money on face creams. And actually, makeup is on this list of what Americans splurge the most on. And I don't think that's a splurge. I think it's necessary. If I came in here without makeup every day, it'd be scary.
Ah!
Really.
I was just imagining it.
That was hurtful. 55% of Americans are splurging on things that could kill them.
Oh, man.
Top three things, fast food, alcohol, tobacco products. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven, Star 99.9. We want you to fill in the blank. I ain't rich, but I always splurge on...
There's two things. A mattress... and toilet paper.
Mm, a mattress and toilet paper.
I was just away, and my daughter came running to me in a panic. And she's like, Mommy, there's only one ply toilet paper at this hotel.
Oh, that's terrible.
And I was like, Hayden, that is a fake problem that you're having right now.
No, that's a real problem. And as I have stated many times before, you can almost tell everything about a person's life, their economic situation, by the toilet paper they're stocking in their home. So that hotel might not be there the next time you guys go back to the Bahamas.
I mean, it's the Atlantis. I think it's not going anywhere.
Atlantis is going one ply?
Right.
Wow, that's pretty cheap, Atlantis.
How much did you spend on your mattress?
We bought one when we got married, and it lasted us for about 7 years. And it was, I think... $3,000?
I have that mattress where Tom Brady inexplicably goes up in a private elevator and then enters a room that only has a mattress in it.
Weird.
And then goes, and the maitre d' asks him, will you be needing anything else? And he says, No. That's the mattress
I
have.
Good.
That is a sexy mattress.
For all your mattress needs, head to PC Richard and Son. All right, next.
Ask for my buddy, Asim.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. I ain't got a lot of money, but I splurge on...
massage.
Oh, yeah.
Treat yourself, girlfriend.
And now, with all the cheap massage places, there's so many options that are not crazy expensive.
Right. Anna's been getting these foot massages regularly where she just goes in and sits in a recliner in a strange, dark room.
I walk by a storefront.
And they lotion it like crazy.
I go in by a storefront. It's got leaves in the front. You can't look in. I'm like, that's where I'm going.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Where is that?
Oh, they're everywhere. In Norwalk, there has to be at least seven of them. And you don't know like which ones are shady, but listen, I'll roll those dice.
I think they're all shady.
That's it. That's what I say. If I'm going to do something, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Well, you guys can share an appointment this afternoon.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. I ain't got a lot of money, but I splurge on
sneakers.
Sneakers are important for your feet.
Yeah, sneakers over food.
Are you like a collector? Or do you have like many, many, many different sneakers?
Yes, I have over 100 pairs.
Whoa.
Wow. I have the most sneakers that I've ever had in my life right now. I have like 5 pair. They're all the same sneaker.
He wears just old different man colors. Sneaker. You wear old man sneakers.
They're wicked comfortable, man.
Yeah.
So comfortable.
I don't know why you need 5.
That's terrible. No. Yeah, that's bad.
No, come on. You give me credit for at least having them in different colors. Come on.
No, I got to mix it up, man.
Yeah. All right.
You're hurting my feelings.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. I ain't got a lot of money, but I splurge on
purses.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And matching wallets.
My wife went to a party the other day and came home with purse envy.
Yeah.
Yep. She came home with purse envy, and now it's on my list of things to feel guilty about.
Yeah. What's your prized possession purse? Everybody's got one.
My Dooney and Burke.
Yeah, those are good ones.
I ordered at their outlet.
It's nice. I went to a auction once,
mm-hmm.
and it was in Stamford. It was a New Year's Day auction.
This is when you bought the classic one.
I bought a vintage Chanel,
mm-hmm.
and I thought when I came home and I told my husband, I thought he was going to murder me. I'm like, somebody lost this purse, and it's a 70s vintage Chanel, and I love that thing. I don't actually ever take it out, but I love it.
Right, right. It's just in the closet, ready for when you need it.
Right.
Which will be your area. Right.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. I ain't rich, but I splurge on
skincare products. Medical grade skincare products.
Medical grade.
Legit.
Does it come with a scalpel? What's the difference between medical grade and regular grade?
Well, if you're getting over the counter products, I mean, you're not really getting the real deal. So if you go to like a medical or dermatologist,
yep.
Those are really the products you're going to get the most bang for your buck.
I fall for this too.
I mean, wait yep. a minute. So there's like a L'Oreal, and then there's a L'Oreal
doctor. Doctor version.
Doctor. Yep. Wow.
And they yeah. can charge 10 yeah. times more for it.
Well, of course they can.
And then you're like, well, this is the real stuff. But you don't even know because when you
right.
read the ingredients.
We're just giving the product a backstory. We don't actually know if that's true.
Yeah. Thank you. 1-800-330-9999. I ain't got a whole lot of money, but I splurge on.
Oh, my God. Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Erica and Rich joining us together this morning. Rich, let's start with you. What's going on?
Me and my wife, we actually canceled our summer vacation to save money for a house. And now she wants to go to a bachelor party of a friend. So we basically have to start all over again just to have fun. I get it, it's a bachelor party, but we had a deal. We had a commitment, you know? A
couple things I'm going to need clarification here for Rich.
It's a bachelorette party.
Right, it's bachelorette.
Yeah. And he forgot to mention it was in Las Vegas.
All right, hear me out here, man. Probably not really the money. It's the fact that you guys made a pact. And you thought that you were both on this path. You made a sacrifice together. And now, wait a minute. She's going to get a fun weekend out of this where it's going to be awesome. And she's going to spend the money.
Correct. Right.
Right.
I mean, we could have gone on vacation ourselves and done that. But instead, it feels like a selfish thing to do.
I agree that it sounds a little selfish, Erica. But I also understand YOLO. And I like mm-hmm. to live by that mm-hmm. word, YOLO.
I'm going
to
let Erica speak. That yeah. might be the other reason she's trying to get on a plane. Because nobody will let her talk.
True.
Erica, what's your side?
What my husband's failing to say... I actually started saving first. It was my idea. I'm not going to take any of the money we've already saved. I'm just not going to be able to put anything in for a couple of weeks. And I am so giving that I didn't even have my own bachelorette party because I wanted to save for the wedding. So this is a childhood friend. It's only a weekend. Can I just experience one bachelorette party one time? And my husband has gotten to travel without me several times. I have never done it. So I just kind of want him to just be a little considerate of the fact that I want to do something that's a little out of the ordinary for me. But by no means am I going to sacrifice our dreams for a home.
She really loaded up that response.
I mean, she's right. I don't even think we need to vote.
I think Rich has got problems. This clearly she loaded up that response.
I mean, come on. I mean, like, I get it, the bachelor party and stuff, but, like,
Bachelorette.
Come on, man.
Never going to get that. Bachelorette.
Right.
Yep.
Whatever. I mean, we made a deal. We made a commitment, and now it's going to be delayed. It's going to be delayed, and it's going to mess up, like, all our schedules.
For what? For a couple $1,000? $1,500? Well, you know what? It's not up to me. It's up to the audience. So what we do is we ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Rick. She's being a little bit selfish. You decided not to take a trip this summer so that you could put the money towards buying your house. But they may see Erica's side, too. She really wants to go,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't get to go.
Right.
And she didn't have a bachelorette party because she was saving for the wedding, and she always pushes her needs aside.
I mean, are you going to repeat everything that she said?
Well, all right. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah. I do.
I'm kind of worried, but I guess.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Erica and Rich decided that they were going to cancel any vacation plans for the summer because they want to save money towards buying a house. Here's the thing. Now, all of a sudden, Erica has the opportunity to go to a bachelorette party in Vegas, and she really wants to go. He's like, no, we made the decision to save the money, but she's like, YOLO.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He feels left on the beach by himself. That's what he feels like. He feels like I made a commitment. I made the tough choice to not go anywhere. And now she's going to go up and have fun. How come she gets to escape this place?
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Dan and Raven.
Oh, I'm on the woman's side for sure. It's like a bucket list item, a bachelorette party in Vegas. It's the stuff movies are made of. She must go.
I agree.
And she sounds like she's responsible with money, so I'm sure she'll make up for it when she gets back home, but she has to go. It sounds like a blast.
It sounds to me like he's jelly.
I don't think he's jealous. I think he just feels like, and I mean, I see his point. They made an agreement not to spend money this summer, and now she wants to, but I also have the mind frame of you only live once, and you know what? Just go for it.
She tricked him.
She did not trick
him. Scandalous, and she tricked him.
No, I don't think that's true. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. I don't often say YOLO, but when I do, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I really do.
Right.
Star 99.9, it's Sienna and Raven. We're in the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Erica and Rich are saving for a house. They decided not to do their annual summer vacation to save money towards a house. Now, here's the thing. Erica has been invited to a bachelorette party in Vegas, and she really wants to go.
She really wants to go. You can hear it in her voice. Wants to go.
She didn't get to have one for herself, and she's never been on one. But her husband, Rich, is like, no, we said we weren't taking trips this year. You can't just go on your own and use money. But she's like, I really want to go.
Right, yeah. Right. You find yourself to be mostly measured, but once you do say YOLO, when you do say it, you completely disregard all other things at that point.
That's
budgetary
true.
Concerns,
yep.
Planning, whatever has to die to get out of the way for you to continue on that path, you do it.
1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. My name is Kelly from New York. Let her have some fun. She said she's willing to put the money back. Better do it.
Kelly from New York says, go, girlfriend. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Yeah, I'm on her side. Like Anna said, YOLO.
Summarizes all of it.
Yeah, YOLO. I hear you. I mean, it basically says everything.
You sound like a very grown-up woman that's putting your devil horns in the air on this one and just going, yep, that's how I'm rolling.
Yep.
Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. They're both grown adults. They're both equal contributors. She made a decision, and she made a plan, and she should go.
Yeah, he should book a trip to Bangkok right now.
I think Vegas is fine.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Erica, pack your bags. You're going to Vegas, and I'm coming with you.
Oh, boy.
I got the feeling that you really, really, really wanted to go. Right, I did get that feeling.
I know. It sounded like when she made her. You just made such a good argument. You never got to go. You should have that experience once at least.
Yeah, and it's just a three-day weekend. Honey, I'm going to bring you back so many souvenirs. We'll talk every day. And I won't spend a dollar over the budget I'm making, okay?
Yeah, the only souvenir you want from Vegas is a suitcase full of money. The rest is an ashtray or a t-shirt. You could probably skip it.
Right. I might not follow your Instagram for,
Well, that's just wise. Rich, you got to know that this is a weekend for you in the bank. You can go on a golf trip. You can go to Vegas sometime, too. You can do any of these things. Vegas together, by the way, is a lot of fun. So you go out, you get bitten by the bug, and then you guys can just book a trip to go back.
And never buy a house.
Never buy a house.
Right.
Never.
Right.
Just live in Vegas. Right.
Definitely want a house. Definitely want a house.
All right. Well, guys, we wish you the best of luck, and hopefully you can get the house and have the trip and all of it. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email, too. Couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Oh, we had a good thing going. Shake and bake.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Were people nice? No.
Did you make any friends?
Yeah.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Your situation would be concurrently improved if I had $200 in my back pocket right
it's
now.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Jen, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Jen.
All right. Jen, Raven is walking on out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll bring him back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, $100 to Little Pub. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, number one. Marvel confirmed that there will be a female Thor. This actress starred in the movie Black Swan and will play her. Who is it?
Natalie Portman.
Number two. There was a massive WWE reunion on Raw this week with Hulk Hogan, Shawn Michaels, John Cena, Triple H, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Million Dollar Man. And when this wrestler walked out, the crowd screamed, "Woo!" Who was it?
Oh, was it? I heard the cheat sheet, but I didn't write it down.
It
passed.
Okay, number three. MTV Video Music Awards have been announced, and leading the pack with 10 nominations each is Taylor Swift and this artist, who also has a nomination for Video of the Year for her song Thank You Next.
Ariana Grande.
Number four, Lance Bass says that he came out to Britney Spears on her wedding night to make her stop crying. What boy band was he in?
Oh, NSYNC.
And number five, a Walt Disney World tourist punched a Tower of Terror ride operator in the face. In which Disney World park will you find Tower of Terror?
Epic? Epcot? No, sorry.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
Oh, terrible.
Raven? How'd you do?
Jen got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is not great.
Terrible.
I'm sorry, Jen. It's not great. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Marvel confirmed there will be a female Thor. This actress starred in the movie Black Swan and will play her. Who is it?
Natalie Portman, of course. She's been Thor's lady since moment one.
Okay. Jen's deleting you 3 to 1. Number two, there was a massive WWE reunion on Raw this week with Hulk Hogan, Shawn Michaels, John Cena, Triple H, Stone Cold, Steve Austin, Million Dollar Man. And when this wrestler walked out, the crowd screamed, "Woo!" Who was it?
I can't believe the Million Dollar Man's still alive. Of course, woo, is Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
That's right. Jen's still leading you 3 to 2. Number 3.
16-time world champion.
Okay. 3. MTV Video Music nominations have been announced. Leading the pack with 10 nominations each is Taylor Swift and this artist that also has a nomination for Video of the Year for her song, Thank You Next.
Ariana Grande.
You guys are tied at 3. Number 4, Lance Bass says he came out to Britney Spears on her wedding night to make her stop crying. That's
right.
When she married that guy that got annulled 55 hours in Vegas, remember? What boy band is Lance Bass in?
He was there, Lance Bass, so she should have just married Lance. Okay, what?
What boy band is Lance Bass in?
NSYNC.
All right, Raven has taken the lead, Jen. Number 5,
a good friend.
Yeah, he is a good friend. That was 2 years before he made the announcement to the world, he told her. And he says she stopped crying and just started laughing.
It's so shocking to think that, you know, it wasn't out before. It's just shocking, really.
Number 5, a Walt Disney World tourist punched a Tower of Terror ride operator in the face.
Wow.
In which Disney World park will you find Tower of Terror?
It's in Orlando.
No, the answer is Hollywood Studios.
Well, I mean...
But Disney World Park. It's Hollywood Studios.
I mean, but who even knows that?
Everybody knows that.
Did she know it?
Jen didn't know
it. Did Jen know? Thank you very much.
Right. But
that's all right.
Doesn't matter because you still won 4-3 this morning. I'm sorry, Jen.
Okay. I'm Jen from Bridgeport, and I could not be Raven.
Well, thank you for trying. Make sure you're listening today at 5:30 at the Cheat Sheet with Kevin Begley. We'll give you the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. We call it the Anna and Raven Amazon product review. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So here's the thing. A lot of times you see items that have great reviews, but then you get them from Amazon, and they're not quite what you thought they were going to be.
Do you believe the product that's got nothing but fantastic reviews and some broken English, or do you believe the product that's got one or two that are like, no, this is
is bad, that type of thing, and then do you automatically discount those people as crazy?
I don't know. So here's whatever. This is what I do, and I don't know if this is like a human nature thing.
Okay.
But I immediately go read the worst reviews first.
Okay.
And then I contemplate the best reviews, and I see what makes more sense to me.
Right.
And then I just buy it anyway.
So you hold a mini debate is right. What you're doing is you're mediating on a mini make-believe debate. It's so funny that you start with the bad ones, huh?
Because
I always wonder to myself when it comes up, like, you know how it's filtered and sorted? When that comes up with the bad reviews first, I'm like, who are these people that are looking at this?
Right.
Now I know it's you.
Now you know it's me. Okay. Here we go. So today what we're reviewing is the Neutrogena Makeup Removing Wipes.
Oh, now, it sounds perfect.
These are supposed to be some of the best makeup removing wipes that you can buy. And It has an 84% 5-star rating. That is really high.
Wait a minute, though. I mean, if that's the best, 84% is as high as it gets?
Yeah.
Well, all right, really, sell me the product now. Tell me about this product here. Tell me how wonderful it is.
I mean, it's makeup removing cleansing wipes.
Okay.
So they're wipes that
with
wipe off your makeup.
84 percentile positive review.
Yeah, exactly.
Remove your makeup today with ease of operation.
Well, that's...
Wow.
Always get that skin so soft, clean feeling.
All right. Yes.
With 84% positive reviews, new and improved Neutrogena wipes.
That's like a B-, or just a B. Depending on the grading score that you have.
Stay on point here, Christian.
Yeah, all right.
So sorry.
I'm going to read a couple of these reviews, and then I have them here, and we're going to test them out in a few minutes. Now, I have been using these for the last couple of days, and I have my own kind of thoughts on them.
Okay.
So do you want to hear the bad reviews first or the good reviews?
Give me the bad reviews first. Bad reviews first, please.
Beware, gave me a rash.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I originally gave this 5 stars and wrote a glowing review. I was so excited after my first use because it made my skin so soft.
Right.
Then 24 hours later, I developed a severely itchy, dry, burning eyes and red rash all over my face.
Oh, man.
I Googled allergic reaction to Neutrogena wipes and OMG, it is so bad. How many people have complained about this product causing allergic reactions?
Wow.
Why? TF, are they still selling it?
Wow, it sounds very caustic.
Yeah.
All right? It's corrosive this way. Do you have any other bad reviews?
Good.
Jessica wrote, mold! These wipes clearly have mold. I opened a new package and pulled out 2 wipes with black spots. I've been using Neutrogena for years and really disappointed that this new product now appears to be contaminated.
Right, with mold.
Don't buy anymore.
All right. Let's get serious now. Give me some good news. What do you got?
Let me read Roses.
Okay, Roses says...
My face adores these.
Oh, nice.
And has never felt this great.
Oh, man.
Smooth, hydrated, clean. 1 wipe removes all my makeup, foundation, 24-hour lipstick, eye makeup. No matter how late it is or how exhausted I may be, I'm ready to apply my lady potions or just go to sleep. It smells delightful, too. I don't have a problem. Summer users report that drying out their skin because the package doesn't seal. I have had a package in every room and the car, and they're in use for a long time.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, I mean, that sounds obsessive.
As long as the package stays dry, it will seal. Now, I want...
Every room and
every car,
every vehicle she owns.
She literally...
How many of these things is she using a day?
Some people carry their phones everywhere they go. She carries a package of Neutrogena makeup cleansing towelettes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what have you found to be the truth, Anna Zapp?
Well, here's the thing, is that how she talks about the package always being open and them drying out.
Right.
As you can see, that's legit. They don't seal well, and then the top one gets a little bit dried out.
Right.
So then you always have to, like, use just a corner of it.
Yeah, and then it doesn't give you the miracle cure that it gave Rose.
Yeah. As for smelling delightful, they do. They smell delightful.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take that.
It's a wipe for your face. It's just supposed to take stuff off your face.
I'll tell you this. They're pretty expensive. Like, $4 or $5 a package for 25 wipes to me sounds like it's kind of a lot of money.
It's a little pricey for your face.
Yeah, here's what we're going to do. Coming up next, I'm going to take my red lipstick and put it all over Christian's face, and we're going to try to take it off with this makeup remover and see what happens.
Wait, what?
Yep.
Oh.
Should we use Sharpie, too?
No.
I feel like maybe
it doesn't remove Sharpie.
If you gave him a warning,
makeup.
He could have shaved. I mean, that's going to be stuck in his beard. Gross.
Man.
Can't wait.
Yep, it's next. All right, it comes down to this. It's Anna and Raven Amazon product review.
Right.
Star 99.9. So here's the thing, is that a lot of times you see these reviews of items that are available on Amazon, and you want to see if they actually work or not. So that's why we're here.
Yeah, you read the reviews trying to be a diligent shopper, but the truth is impulse makes you buy these things anyway. So, you know, we're just here to help you out and let you know whether or not there actually are any miracle products.
These are widely regarded as the best makeup remover wipes that you can buy. These are the Neutrogena Cleansing Towelettes. Now,
84 percentile positive reviews.
Exactly. So here we go. I'm going to take my NARS Trans-Siberian Red Lipstick.
Okay, right, yep. Right. Because that sounds like a normal color there.
And I'm going to come to Christian's mic.
Right.
Go, and I'm going to...
Wow, right on his forehead like that.
Right? Your lips. There we go.
Oh, but the transformation cannot be denied. I mean... This. That with the polka dot shirt is really working for you, man, dude.
Here we go.
Oh, you're looking lovely. Now you look like you have the measles. There's an outbreak. No jokes about that, please.
Right. So, and we're also going to put a little glitter on because everything's better with glitter.
Did you write my name? I wanted you to write my name.
No, I'm putting eyeshadow on him right now. All right, here we go.
Is that how you blend it? What? Oh, bro, this is not going to go good for you.
Well, all right, so now we have...
I got to think about stuff on my face. It just, you know, I think you're going to be stingy.
I'm beautiful.
You're beautiful. We're doing this on Facebook Live if you want to watch along. Just search Anna and Raven.
Right.
Okay, so now we have all this makeup.
Get any makeup on that microphone. The engineer is going to be really upset.
I'm already really
there
upset.
There he is.
He's so beautiful.
Mr. Milford, Industrial Complex Area. Broadcasting to Bridgeport area.
According to these wipes, you only need one wipe to get a whole face of makeup off.
And now I just I got the full brunt of it now.
Yep. All right. I have removed one wipe from the package.
It's expensive, too. So we don't want to use too many wipes. Let's be fair. Christian, it's not in the budget for you to need multiple wipes. So I hope this works.
Let's see.
Me, too.
Okay.
Is this what girls go through every day?
Yes, this is what we do to take off our makeup every day. Oh, this is...
Please tell me it's working.
Yeah.
Yeah? Don't get my hopes up.
Now, come on.
Now, according to reviews, some people get rashes and your skin looks a little red, but I don't know if it's just because
you're wiping them pretty hard and it was a bunch of lipstick and you're really trying to get the most out of that one wipe. Maybe you should be more generous and give them a second wipe.
Okay, now look, it's all off.
And it feels...
Look at them.
Does it feel like there's a film on you?
I mean, listen, I feel clean.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel legitimately clean.
Is it lavender scented, too? Didn't you mention that last time?
It doesn't smell bad.
Right?
No, it actually smells good.
Wow, positive review. Positive review.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, so today, two thumbs up. Neutrogena, the cleansing towelettes. Well worth the money.
Mm-hmm.
One wipe took all that makeup off his face.
That's off my face?
It's completely off.
I would suggest buying in bulk. Buy in bulk, people.
Wow.
All right, get those prices down.
That's off my face.
Yeah. I know.
Okay. Congratulations on your success.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
Miss America pageant is leaving Atlantic City. Now, you're probably asking, why is that? Tell me something good. Because it's coming to Connecticut.
Oh, get that paper, Connecticut.
It's being held at Mohegan Sun, and it's switching back to NBC after it was on ABC, and it's going to be airing on December 19th. Now, here's what I don't know.
It is exciting. It's exciting news.
It is exciting. So when I was little, I remember my mom took me to Atlantic City to see it. So there's like a million days leading up to the actual crowning where you can go and you can watch
competition. Right, different competitions.
So my mom couldn't get us tickets to the end, so we went to go see some of the dances. I was very young.
Oh, I got some guys at Mohegan. I could hook you up.
I don't know. I have to think about it because I don't love pageants.
You've got changing views now.
I do.
At this point.
I have changing views. But
you know all the girls, the remarkable women that we've met that are involved with it and how much that they believe and excited are about it. So
all the Miss Connecticuts we've met, I've managed to become friends with, and I have the ultimate highest respect for them.
Name drop.
I'm not going to not drop names, but Caitlin Tarpey is always my favorite. She ranked the highest in Miss Connecticut. She came in eighth a few years ago. But anyway, so that being said, it's going to air December 19th. So I don't know when all the days are that you can actually go and get tickets to watch all those things.
Well, they're going to figure out that format. Yeah, they're going to figure out that format.
But it's going to be soon.
Formatically. And
it's
going to be
December.
Fun. Yeah, it is December. I already got a notice.
I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a fun time up there. And the cool part is, when you watch those pageants and all the hometown, the whole place erupts? Whoever's Miss Connecticut this year.
Got a good year.
Yeah.
You've got a good year. You're going to be in good shape.
Everybody's going to be there cheering for you. It's so cool.
Right, right. Yeah. It is very exciting. I think Mohegan will do a fantastic job.
I think
it's
going
to be
top
notch. I think you're going to kick Atlantic City's
butt.
Without
a doubt.
Right.
Mohegan Sun will kill it, definitely.
Well, I've got one for you here. The In-N-Out burger that's taken over the internet that was found in Queens, New York. Did you see that?
Is it coming?
I have a feeling that it's coming, right? How does a perfectly looking sculpted In-N-Out burger end up on the street in Queens and it looked completely fresh? In-N-Out burger has got to be coming to the East Coast. It's got to be happening.
You can't start rumors like that during Tell Me Something Good if you don't actually have concrete information saying that's legit.
Somebody dedicated their time to making sure that thing made it there looking beautiful. And I believe that in my heart that it's coming.
We'll
all right?
see. 1-800-330-9999. Tell us something good. Hi, TNN on Raven.
My daughter left that man that was no good for her. I'm about to start doing backflip.
Get out on that man. That's no good.
Yeah.
Get out on that man. That's no good. I don't like it when it is. I've been there.
No good.
Yeah.
No good. And mama happy now.
Right. Anna's kids are too young for her to experience that yet, but it's coming. It's coming.